This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado will spend $10 million to shore up food assistance programs for the next few months. CPR's been to Berkland.
The lawmakers who oversee the state budget approved the funding because SNAP benefits are suspended due to the government shutdown. But that $10 million figure is only a fraction of how much the federal government usually sends to Colorado's 600,000 SNAP recipients each month. Here's nonpartisan legislative analyst Tom Dermody.
It is effectively us trying to plow a field with a fork. The scale of this particular emergency vastly outstrips any ability for the state to mitigate it.
The $10 million in grants will go to food banks in the hardest hit parts of the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new lawsuit demands the Adams County Sheriff's Office start allowing families to have in-person visits with their loved ones. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
This is the third in a string of lawsuits around the country brought by civil rights groups under what they're calling the Right to Hug Project. The plaintiffs include both young children and parents of people in jail. Attorneys say families have spent hundreds of dollars every month to stay in touch with their loved ones through phone and video calls, and over the last 5 years, the county has made more than $3 million from those virtual visits. They argue that the added costs do real damage to the inmates' families. The Adams County Sheriff's Office would not comment on the pending litigation. Many Colorado counties ban in-person jail visits. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Cold across the state tonight, but fall weather with highs in the 60s returns tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.